We noted at the end of the last year that the Mechaber's Lashon Kitzai Yitzayin Beis in Bible of the year Mitzvah Litbo Bismana Shalom Levatam Imperi Rivya Filo Le'alachas, so the Taz and the Torah Sashlom point out that even though the simple reading sounds like the Mechaber is telling us Tefillah Bismana Mitzvah, but if you look at the Beis Yosef, it's clear the Mechaber says Tefillah Bismana is La Mitzvah. So what he probably means is not that the mitzvah is al tefillah b'zmana, but rather the mitzvah is al peruvu, or lashon v'adam shalom ona, perhaps both. It doesn't mean technically tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, because our tefillah, as some of the Baalei Tosafot say, is not b'zmana due to the chumras of Chazal. But nevertheless, there is a mitzvah associated with leil tefillah of ona slash peruvu, and therefore it is proper to be tovel on time in order to properly fulfill those mitzvahs of Peruvu and Ona. Unless you say that what he means by saying Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah is that Lemaisa, if it's the earliest point that you could be Tovel, then that would be considered Tefillah Bizmana. But the Taz and the Tosafot Shlomo say the first way. Fine. Then we ended off noting that there's a bit of a discussion in Achronim, is it considered to be the same imperative to be Tovel where there's a Meniyah from Tashmish? So the Pesukei Shuvos of Katan Ches quoted from the Evan HaShoam that if you have a situation where a woman's husband is an Avelus and he gets up from Shiva Shabbos morning and her Leil Tefillah is Friday night, so even though he's still an Avel Friday night and it's also B'Tashmish, and even though Tashmish is always Aser by Yom, so practically speaking, there's no way of having Tashmish fulfilling that aspect of Ona if she goes to the mikvah on Friday night. Nevertheless, since Shar Kirvos are going to be Mutter on Shabbos day, and he throws in that you're Marviach not having to deal with the problem of being Marchik Tefillah from Chafifa if you're going to do Motzei Shabbos Tefillah, so then the Avin Hashem says that's considered enough mitzvah to allow Tefillah on Friday night. Pesukei Shuvos himself is a little bit mefakpek that no, it's only a matter of chafif and tefillah that were megalon on a Motzei Shabbos tefillah. So that in and of itself wouldn't be enough to justify tefillah on Friday night. So he questions whether the first element alone, the fact that your matir shar kirvos, is sufficient. But Lemaisa, that's far the Avin Hashoam, is relevant for tefillah on Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos. As if we're machmir on Isur Tashmish Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos, as the Ramah paskins, but Shar Kirvos may still be mutter, so that would be analogous to the Avin Hashoam's case of a husband whose Avelus is up, his Shiva is up on Shabbos day. Now, the Baal Yerushalayim quotes in Sifkat and Tesvah from Chuvas Barim Shik, Chuvas Barim Shik, Yeredeya, Shin Samach Dalet, Shin Samach Hei, that the Barim Shik with Machmir, that different consideration, that if a woman's husband is in Shiva, so she shouldn't go to the mikvah so long as he's in Shiva, Shema Yitkefenu Yisra, that we're concerned that maybe if she goes to the mikvah, so then all he's dealing with is a relative Isser Kal of Avela, so he won't be able to withstand the pressure. And the Marmashek says that's relevant to the Tishva Shechal Yisra Shabbos Shaila as well. Now, Lemaisa, in second Lemaisa, Mishabura does Paskin, based on the Magen Avraham, that if Leil Tefillah falls on Tishva Shechal Yisra Shabbos, then Tashmish is mutter. Simon Tavkuf Nadalis of Katan Mem. Tavkuf Nadalis of Katan Mem. So if you assume like that Magen Avraham, then the Mishnah Berurah thinks you could be maker like La Halacha, then Lamaisa Tefillah is going to be mutter on Leil Shabbos of Tisha B'Av regardless. But that's the discussion, gets you in a second, I'll share the Shach here as well, at the end of Sukkot and Gimel, whether Shar Kirvos is sufficient to render something tefillah b'zmana. So he quotes the Shach in the Sifkat and Gimel from the Shuvas Maharam Lublin. Kala b'sula she'ira tefilasa leil Shabbos nir lahatir afagav denogim shelo liv al bilas mitzvah Arach HaShabbos. So let's say you had a case of a Chubas Nida, and now for the first time she's able to go to the mikveh on Friday night. They haven't yet had Tashmish yet because there's no Bir Rishonim because it was, let's say, a Chubas Nida. And Machlokas Rishonim, but if the minhag is not to be Baal Bilas Mitzvah on Friday night for the first time, so then you can't have Tashmish anyway. Nevertheless, the Maram Lublin Paskin go to the mikveh because Shar Kirvos is also considered a mitzvah. So that's enough of a kiyum of Ona to justify Tefillah on Friday night. Usher.
In the case of the Maram Shek where the husband is the Abel,
right,
would it be the same if the wife is the Abel?
Presumably. His Nidan was the husband's Abel, but where the husband's an Abel, but presumably should apply there also. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that comment to the Shach and the assumption of what we just spoke about now, that you need some justifications for tefillah b'Shabbos, is a good segue to that next topic of tefillah on Shabbos. So if you look in Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Kaf Vav, based on the sugya in Shabbos Lama Tesamid Aleph, what emerges is that Me'ikar Adin, technically speaking, there's no restriction to wash one's entire body in cold water on Shabbos. Again, Me'ikar Adin, there's no Isser Rechisas Kol Guf Bitzonein on Shabbos. Again, that's what the Magen Avraham points out there in Sivkat and Ches, Shin Kav Vav Sivkat and Ches. However, there is a Mishnah in Beitza, Yitzayin Mebez. Beitza, Yitzayin Mebez. So Beis Hillel there holds that Tvilas Kalin is Aser even on Yantiv. Tvilas Adam is Mutter even on Shabbos. So you can't be Tovel Kalin even on Yantiv. You can't, a person can't go to the mikvah. Sorry, a person may go to the mikvah. Tvilas Adam is mutter, even on Shabbos. And the Gemara there explains on Daf Yechesem and Aleph that the reason Tvilas Kalim is Aser is because Nira Kimisak and Kli. That since being Tovel Kalim allows, changes the status of the Kli, and now you're allowed to use it beforehand you aren't. So that is a kind of tikkun mana, and that's why it's aser even on yantiv, as opposed to tvilas adam. So according to Rava there in the Gemara on Yechesed Aleph in Beitza, tvilas adam is mutter because even though you'd argue it's the same effect of tikkun gavra, the person beforehand is tami, now he's tahor. So why is that any different than tvilas kalim? So Rava says there it's nira kemekar. That Tfilas Kalim is Nira Kimisak and Kli because there's no other explanation as to why you're dunking your Kalim in the mikvah other than to affect the status change of Tfilas Kalim. As opposed to a person's going to the mikvah, maybe he's going to wash himself, not for any halachic reason. Nira Kimaker looks like he's going to cool himself off to wash himself. And since Rechitzas Kol Gufo B'tzonin is Mutter, Mikra Din on Shabbos anyway, so you can say, no, the person's not doing it for a tikkun, he's not doing it to affect the status, he's just doing it because he wants to cool off, and that is mutter, so there's no concern of nira kemisakin. Okay, so that's the Gemara in Beitza. Says the Mordechai, Simen Tavshin and Beis, Mordechai and Shavuos, Hilchos Nida, Mordechai Tavshin and Beis. Tefillah on Shabbos, or the heter to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, is predicated on holding tefillah b'zman mitzvah. And it's only if you hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah that you can justify going to the mikvah on Shabbos. There's no mention in the Gemara in Beitza of tefillah b'zman mitzvah. So the Arkei Moshe points out here in Os Gimel, Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Os Gimel, that according to the Mordechai must assume that that Gemara in Beitza is only a Liba Demanda Amar Tfila Bizmana Mitzvah. But if you hold Tfila Bizmana Lav Mitzvah, then the rationale of Nira Kamekar is insufficient, and you're not allowed be allowed to go to the mikvah. Okay. Truma Sedeshin does point out in Reish Nun Hey that even if you accept this Tli of the Mordechai, that the whole Gemara in Beitza is predicated on Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah, that she does Beis Hillel with the explanation of Rava is predicated on Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. But even if Tefillah Bizmana Lav Mitzvah is still a mitzvah, oh no, that would be enough of a mitzvah to justify Tefillah on Shabbos. So, you know, just as we said in the Mechaber that we started with, that Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah could be mitzvah only if it's not mitzvah Tefillah. So the Truma Sedeshin says that's also true in the context of the Heter Tefillah on Leil Shabbos. Even if you hold this predicate in Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah, mitzvah ona is enough to justify Tefillah on Leil Shabbos. Okay, so what emerges so far is that based on the Gemara in Beitza, it seems Mefurash that there's no restriction on Tefillah on Leil Shabbos, at least if you hold Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah, or if you hold that there is Mitzvah's Ona in place of Mitzvah's Tefillah. Nevertheless, there are Rishonim that indicate that under certain circumstances, or where either where it's a Tefillah Shelo Bizmana, meaning a practical Tefillah Bizmana where you have the opportunity to go to the mikvah earlier, where you had the opportunity to go to the mikvah earlier, or where it's a tefillah shel bizmana, which may be the same thing, then there may be restrictions on going to the mikvah on Shabbos. And you find different formulations in Rishonim as to why that should be so. Shuvas Maril Chadasho Simen Sadivav. Shuvas Maril Chadasho Simen Sadivav writes that the reason that you should not go to the mikveh Friday night if it's a tefillah shel bizmana slash you had the opportunity to go to the mikveh before is dilma asi lidei schita. So we're concerned you may come to squeeze out the towel. O tiltel alontis becarmelis, or you may come to carry the towel outside in a carmelis. So even though as far as the rechitza is concerned, that's mefurish that there's no restriction on going to the mikveh itself, but as a precaution, there are still concerns that maybe you'll come to some ancillary violation of Shabbos, either squeezing the towel or carrying the towel, and therefore, if it's a situation where you could have gone to the mikveh earlier, it's not a tefillah bizman in practical terms, then the Maril says not to go to the mikveh. Truma Sedeshin has a different concern. Truma Sedeshin Simen Reish Nun Hey. So he writes, even though it seems clear from the Gemara in Beitza that there's no restriction on going to the Mikvah on Shabbos, Omnam Shamati Meharbe Nashim Shematzikim Issa Redover Litbo B'Shabbos Kli Agafna. He heard that there are many women who would not go to the mikvah on Friday night. So the context of his question is a Yoledes who had the opportunity to go to the mikvah earlier but wanted to delay tefillah to Friday night. She could have gone to the mikveh Thursday night, but she had a cheshbon that it was easier to go Friday night if she allowed to go to the mikveh on Friday night. So Truma Sedeshin, yeah?
Most of the halachos
don't go to the mikveh.
Just so that makes sense.
So, the ikara then, any dam that she sees after the first 7 or 14 days, Zachar Nekeva is dam tohar, and in the Ikar Adin you could be bala on dam tohar. So once you went to the mikvah after 7 or 14 days, you don't need any further tara. In practice, we discussed at the beginning of the year whether it's. As we saw the difference in formulation between the Rambam and the Ramban, when this minhag developed, whether maybe it's a derivative of Reb Zeira or an independent minhag that developed later, but either way, the minhag developed that we're makbid on Dam Tohar also, and Lamaisa, if a Yoledah sees Dam Tohar, then we treat that as Dam Nida.
Is this talking about that case, or are Yoledah Subi and Tomek from young birth?
I'm sorry?
Is this talking about that case, or
Yoledes
who became
Tamid
and giving birth?
Well, every Yoledes has to go to the mikvah after giving birth. But even if she went to the mikvah the first time, and then there's Dam Tohar, so the Ikar Adin, she doesn't have to go to the mikvah further until after 40, 80 days, and Miminug, she does.
Wouldn't be talking about the case of Keva. When Keva, after she has seen 7 days and came, she has still 7 days to go to the mikvah, correct?
No, but the truth of Deshin's case himself is where it's after 40 rainy days. So you're past the Dam Tohar point, and now she's going to the mikvah after the end of Dam Tohar. So now, by the time... I'm sorry?
There's no reason it's not my Yoledes. It could just as easily...
So that is a little bit of a discussion, but the simple reading of the Trumas HaDeshin... Right, so that goes back to if you accept the Shach's premise that the Trumas HaDeshin wrote his own Shilas, then that's more of a question why is he formulated just as Yoledes. If you accept what they write in the Hakdama to the Lekad Yosher that he didn't formulate his own Shilas, and that was a Shilas, and you can't be Medayik from the Shilas. From the answer, it doesn't seem that Yoledes plays into. That Yoledes plays into his shita.
It's obviously stamtah, or it can't be in the first 14 days.
The formulation of shaylah: Yoledes shetav l'acher mem shel zacher o peishal nekeva. O kodem zmanim halalu. So she goes to the mikvah after 40-80 days, or right. So what? O kodem zmanim halalu. Could be for our minhag that we treat Ikar Adin, you only have to go to the mikvah after 40 or 80 days. Our practice that we're not bowl of Dam Tohar, then even earlier. Maybe that's the Okon final level. But from the answer, it doesn't seem like Yoledes is critical. So he says, so he heard that there are Nashim who are Matzikim Isser Litbo Bul Shabbos. B'chia Gavim. He said, "Quotes of Mordechai, there had been a time Aster going to the mikvah because he held tefillah b'zmana lav mitzvah. And this case was not tefillah b'zmana because she could have gone earlier, then it should definitely be Aster. V'yesh lichos, then maybe Rabbeinu Tam is only talking about a case of ein baila be'ir." And the only reason you're going to the mikvah is because of the din of tefillah b'zmanah. Aval bayil be'ir, moda nami d'shari misha mitzvah k'imona. But if it's bayil be'ir, even if it's not tefillah b'zmanah l'shita seinu, even if you could have gone to the mikvah day earlier, but l'maisa, she's a surah l'bayla, and once she goes to the mikvah, she'll be with taras l'bayla, that's mitzvah zonah. Va'afilu shalom shas ona chashvina mitzvah mash ish mesameach ish l'vetash v'shamita. So that itself should be enough to justify tefillah, even if you hold in principle that you're only matir tefillah on Friday night if it's tefillah b'zman mitzvah. That's enough of mitzvah if it's by l'be'ir. However, in our case, since she could have gone to the mikvah earlier and she didn't, maybe it's worse. Why? Because even though the Gemara indicates in Beitzah that the reason you're allowed to go to the mikvah Friday night is because near Kamekar, it looks like you're just rinsing yourself off. Mikol Malkam Nira, that in the Bismanenu, the Kuli Alma Zihiri Shilalirkos Klal B'Shabbos, our practice is, even on the Ikar Adin, you can go wash yourself in hot water, in cold water on Shabbos, even chitzas kol gufo. But our minhag is not to do that. So we never go swimming on Shabbos. We never go into a pool or a bathtub. Afilu haker beimin ar beimin mikvah. Even though Maker then is mutter. But now that that's the minhag, you can't argue near a Kamaker anymore. Well, people are going to think you never go to for a swim, you never go to cool off in the water on Shabbos. So how can you say that's near a Kamaker? Obviously, if you're going to the mikvah, it's for the sake of tefillah, and that's near a Kamisake. But me time zen, near a denogo and ashim lizar, shalalitba, but Shabbos klau. And that's why there is a minog. The woman would only go to the mikveh Friday night if it's A, by the beer, and B, she couldn't have gone to the mikveh earlier. Because otherwise, it's harder to justify tefillah on Shabbos because you can't pin yourself on Nira Kemaker. Women have to give you a heter.
So we're saying there would be
Gozer. We're saying near a Kamaker, right? So there's never a... I'm sorry? So Lemaisa, Chazalwer never goes there. So we're not going to be Gozer now, something Chazalwer never goes there, right? Chazalwer never goes there and Isser on Tefillah Shabbos. Ella what? Since... He's only talking about Torah's Minog. Since the reason they weren't Gozer was near a Kamaker. And nowadays, Nira Kamaker isn't as rational, so the minhag developed to peel back at the blanket heter going to the mikvah on Friday night, unless you had no opportunity to do so earlier. That's Betorah's minhag, not the Nikra did, and it's obviously mutter. There never goes around Tefillah on Friday night.
So it's creating a minhag, but it's not reason to be
a minhag. He's justifying a minhag, right? He's reporting that there was a minhag, and he's explaining the reason that this minhag makes sense is because since Nira Kamaker is less compelling than it used to be, Ein L'chabal Chidusha, so to speak, that you should only avail yourself of this heter where there's no opportunity earlier and by Labir. Okay. So we may come back to a Hesber in that a little bit, yeah.
So I'm sorry, there would be no difference if it was Ba'onis that she missed.
Oh, so that's what we're getting to now. That's the Machlokas, the Taz and the Shach. What is the scope of the Truma Sadeshet? Yeah, so in it's not necessarily clear in the Truma Sadeshet himself what the scope of the restriction, at least the minhag that he reports, is. So the Taz, here in Kufsadi Zayin, Sifkatan Dalit, so the Taz assumes that, let's say, husband's out of town, and had the husband been around, she could have gone to the mikvah Thursday night. But the husband wasn't around, and she wasn't expecting him back before Shabbos, and then he appears Erev Shabbos. Is she allowed to go to the mikvah Friday night? So on the one hand, Tilna wasn't by Labir, but on the other hand, she did have the opportunity to go to the mikvah before. It's not Leil Tevila. So the Taz assumes that according to the Truma Sadeshet, in that case, you would not be able to go to the mikvah Friday night. Because the only heter is where it's both Ba'al Ba'ir and you didn't have the opportunity before. Here you had the opportunity before. You did it because you weren't expecting your husband. Too bad. If there had been an Ones Gamor, so then the Taz would agree. And the Taz would say that would be mutter. As opposed to the ogre that the Taz quotes, that even an onus gamor, even a real ones doesn't allow you to go to the mikveh Friday night. And the Augur held that even if she didn't go to the mikveh before Friday night due to circumstances beyond her control, she's not allowed to go Friday night. The Taz has what we'll see as a middle opinion, a middle position, that no, if there is an ones preventing her from going to the mikveh before, then that would be okay Friday night. But if there wasn't an onus, she just didn't go to the mikveh because she was assuming her husband wasn't around, and then he shows up, Erev Shabbos, there's no heter to go to the mikveh on Friday night. And the Shach assumes, B'dastrum Sadeshen, the extreme in the other situation, in the other direction. That even in the Taz's case, where her husband comes home unexpectedly in Erev Shabbos, she's allowed to go to the mikveh on Friday night because she was in Poshaya. Only in a case where she was Poshaya would we prevent it. And that, the Shach thinks, is the kavana of the Trumas Hadashin. Only Lafuke, a case of Shia. Take a look at the Dagum Revava here. So the Dagla Vava assumes that the Chumas Sadash and Shaila was Dafka, and assumes that the Shaila in the case of Yoledes was where it's not some mavur in the Lashon of Shaila. This is the Kavan as we noted before, but he assumes that it's Dafka, and the issue was that she didn't go. The case is again not clear from the Chumas Sadash. This is the case. But she could have gone to the mikveh. She didn't go to the mikveh after she gave birth at all. The ikra did. She could have gone to the mikveh before day 40 and day 80, because even though she's seen dam then, that's dam tohar. It's only a chumrah drabanan or later minag even, that you don't go to the mikveh, that you need to go to the mikveh for dam tohar. That dam tohar, that you can't be bala dam tohar. So Mi'ikara did, before the later Takanos, the woman could have gone to the mikveh when she's still seeing blood before the end of the 40-80 days. She didn't because of this Chumra Darabanan, or the later Takana. Now she wants to go to the mikveh for the first time after the 40-80 days, and that's Friday night. So that's where the Trumas Sadashin says that if it's by Leviir, she's allowed to do so. So based on that, the Dagum Revava says, "Lanias daiti nira lahatir b'kol shelo haisa yichol litbo kodem afshehu aydei chumer shalanu mikris mana." That based on his understanding of the Chumas Hadashin's case, then any time that a woman doesn't go to the mikveh because of the chumer derabbanan, and now she's going at the earliest possible time, that's considered to be effectively tefila bizmana. Dimlokein ein lecha isha tovelas b'lel Shabbos klal. Because if that wasn't the case, then a woman could never go to the mikveh Friday night. Shrei kol isha tzricha lahamtin shel lisper shivin akiyim ayam shishilu yasa. Because we always add extra days beyond what's mikra din. Vafila lo shimsha gzera tu shimsha. V'kol chumas halalu einu midin ha-shas klal. V'lo mishkacha tzididan tefila bizmana b'lel Shabbos. So as long as there's a legitimate reason she couldn't go to the mikveh earlier, even if it's because of a chomer derabanan or a later takana, then the first time that she's able to go to the mikveh, that's called tefillah bizmana for purposes of the matir on Friday night. Rav Avadia quotes on page Taf Nun Ches from a Chuvas Yehuda Yala, the Maria Sad, that the Maria Sad was matir a woman who was a storekeeper who didn't want to go to the mikveh during the week because she was concerned that if she goes to the mikveh during the week, she has to close up her shop and everyone will know that she went to the mikveh, and that will be a violation of tznius, which we'll talk about as we go on, what the parameters of the master leil tefillah are. So even though in that case, that's far removed from the cheshbon of dagum revava, it's not a case where there's a takana derabanan or a chumrah derabanan that's preventing her from going to the mikvah. It's a relatively subjective consideration that if she goes to the mikvah during the week, then people are going to get wind of it. But the Maria Sad thought that was enough to be matir tefillah on Leil Shabbos, and that's enough of a cheshbon that it's considered she couldn't have gone earlier. Okay, so let's just see how this is quoted in the Ramah here in Sif Beis. Muteres lipa Leil Shabbos, a woman's allowed to go to the mikvah on Friday night. In lo yachla lipa kodem l'chein, if she wasn't able to go earlier. V'dafka in Baila Be'ir. Avabila Fachi Aser, Mashmostrum with Sedeshen, that we only allow Tefillah Friday night if Baila Be'ir. V'im Haya Efshila Litbo Kodim Lachain, Kigon Shahaya Acher Leda, Ov Shalahaya Baila Be'ir, Ubab Er Shabbos, but if she's able to go to the mikvah earlier, as if in a situation where it was Acher Leda, or it was a low bible wasn't Be'ir, Ubab Er Shabbos, Yesh Avim Shasur Lipo, V'cheinogu B'mikzas Mekomos, may not allow tefillah in the case where the husband comes back on Friday afternoon and she could have gone to the mikveh earlier. V'cheinogu B'mikzas Mekomos, where there's no meaning to the contrary, the Ramah says, you shouldn't be machmir. So even if you have a case of a tefillah that was delayed, if there's no contrary minhag, the Ramah says you can still go to the mikvah on Friday night. So Siddur Torah says, Siddur Tanis of Katan Dalet, this Ramah, that b'makom she'ein minhag ein lahachmir, that's even in a case of Shia. Even a case where the woman could have gone to the mikveh earlier and Dafka didn't. However, the Siddur Torah concludes, Miu, Hovel the Bach Vataz Machmirim Lagami, since the Bach and the Taz are Machmir, even on a case of Shia, even in a case where the husband just came back Friday afternoon, anything short of a real ones, Yesh Lahoras a Chachila, Shalot Tippo, Lim Avras Man Filasa, Shekod Mishabs, Bemered Ubamal, Lishim Ta. So if she didn't go to the mikveh, she had the opportunity to go to the mikveh earlier, and b'merid u'b'mal, and rebelliously, wantonly, intentionally, she didn't go to the mikveh. Not a case where husband's out of town, and she didn't think he was coming back. But she had every opportunity to go to the mikveh, and b'merid u'b'mal, she didn't go. Then the Siddur Torah thinks he should be machmir. In that case, at least to be choshish for the machmir. Aval, im ha'ila shum tam b'hamtanasa. But if she had any cheshbin why she didn't go to the mikveh earlier, mishum srach mitzvah v'chiyagavna, afilo ayatam shaltos, even if it was an erroneous calculation, yesh lahatir shetipo b'lo Shabbos So then the Ramah would say, if you're not in a place with a strong minhag to the contrary, you can be meiko even if it's pshia, anything short of b'meret u'b'mal. Yeah.
What is the
minhag in general is to be meiko on this along the lines of the Sidrei Tara, as long as there's no meret u'mal. If by Labeir and there's no real egregious pshia, if you're not going to the mikveh early, we allow a woman to go to the mikveh Friday night. Now, as far as Ein by Labeir, even during the week, there are places that had a minhag of strongly discouraging a woman going to the mikveh when it's not by Labeir. The Darkei Tshuva, Sifkatan Gimel, quotes from a Tshuva's Shuas Yaakov. Shuas Yaakov, Chela Gimel, Simen Ayin Zayin. Chela Gimel, Simen Ayin Zayin. Who records that there is a minhag that a woman would not go to the mikveh if their husband was out of town, even during the week. Mishum Sakana, L'chamira Sakanta Misura. There's some danger involved, some unknown, undefined danger involved if you go to the mikveh when your husband is out of town. Rav Avadya quotes on page Taf Mem Tes that some would have the practice, if a woman would go to the mikveh when her husband is out of town, either they would put a knife under their pillow as a form of protection, or they put a baby next to the bed. And that would protect the person from whatever danger is involved in going to the mikveh when not by Labeir. I think Rabbi Sobolovsky pointed out, just be careful not to put the knife next to the baby, one or the other. Even the Aruch HaShulchan, it sounds like this is something that in the Hasidic circles are more concerned about, not going to the mikveh when it's not by Labeir. But even the Aruch HaShulchan in Navardik, Sifkatan Gimbal, writes that in his place they had this minhag also, not to go to the mikveh when it's not by Labeir. So my impression is that this is a stronger concern in the more Hasidic crowds than in our crowds, of not going to the mikveh during the week when Ein by Labeir. Okay. So the related question regarding tefillah on Leil Shabbos is using hot water on Leil Shabbos. Until now, when we discussed the Gemara in Beitzah and the fact that in the Ikar Adin, there's no restriction on immersing in water on Shabbos, that's referring to cold water. But in general, you can't use hot water. That's in Xeris Merchatzos. So is it mutter to use hot water in the mikveh on Friday night? Piskei Tshuva Sifkatan Beis quotes from the Chacham Tzvi, Chacham Tzvi Simen Yud Aleph, who says that if you go to the mikveh Friday night, either you have to use cold water or you have to go to Bein HaShvashos. Because Xeris Derabanan generally don't apply Bein HaShmashos for Malka Mitzvah. So if you go to the mikveh Bein HaShmashos, then you could argue that the Xeris Merchatzos didn't apply to Malka Mitzvah, but otherwise you would have to use cold water. And just read a couple lines in the Pisei Shuvah here. And Kasav, the Chachon if someone goes to the mikveh hot water, that's a big avera. You can't go to the mikveh in the daytime. That's a different rabban, as we'll see next. Cold water. Take the chill out a little bit. Actually, it can't be hot. And if you don't have cold water, then you have to wait. You can't go in hot water Friday night. The Biafra we call Amor. Yatir la lukbal benishmashas. And at worst, if all else fails, you can allow using hot water benishmashas. Below tavog la batei not alive as long as they don't show up at home until after it's vadai live. So that's a chacham svi that there's no heter to use hot water on Friday night. And then he references another bihuda. Another bihuda tinyana. Arachayim Simon Kafdalid. Another Yehuda Arachayim Kafdalid. Hayamasir Labalanin Shayitna Rachami Bereshabbos the Mikvah Bodiyam Gadol. So the Nod Yehuda would tell the mikvah attendants that they should heat up the mikvah earlier in the day on Friday. Kedei Shalakishatech Shachlo Yirak Poshrin. So that when the time Friday night comes, the water is lukewarm. It's no longer hot. Ubeposhrin shari, rak bechaminasa. The issue is only in hot water, not in lukewarm water. And the Nod Yehuda is mitzayin a korban nesano. Korban nesano, second parak of Shabbos, simin kaf beis oz kuf. Korban Nesanal Simon Kaf Bezos Kuf writes that the Xeris Merkutzos doesn't include Tfila B'mikvah. The Xeris not to wash in hot water on Shabbos doesn't include Tfila B'mikvah. What does that mean? Doesn't include Tfila B'mikvah. So it says in Od Behuda that maybe the difference is as follows. The Xeris Mirchotzos, that is going on regular Rechitza. Why? Because we're worried if you're going to wash yourself in hot water on Shabbos, you may come to heat up water on Shabbos. But Tvila, the only time you're doing Tvila Friday night is as soon as Shabbos begins, at the earliest possible point. As soon as it's night on Friday night. So we're not worried, if you're only going to the mikvah the first minute of Shabbos, we're not worried that you're going to heat up water. Because it was all heated up already before Shabbos. So that reason of Xeris Merkotzos doesn't apply to Tefillah B'mikvah. That's one reason. Menod B'yudah says to explain the Korban Nesano. And then he says another consideration. Rashi writes, Lamentes of Abayz and Shabbos, Yibra Maskel B'kli. Lamentes of Abayz and Maskel B'kli. Why is it that there's Xeris Merkotzos? Why is it Xeris the Rabbanon? You're not allowed to wash yourself in hot water on Shabbos because we're worried that the person who sees you washing in hot water on Shabbos will think that you heated up the water on Shabbos. Says the Nod Behuda, that doesn't really apply to a mikvah because you can't be tovel l'mayim shuvin anyway. What are we concerned about? People are going to think that you heated up water and then poured in the mikvah. That would be mayim shuvin. So maybe those are two explanations for this otherwise perplexing comment of the Korban Nesano that the Xeris Merkotzos doesn't apply to Tefillah B'mikvah, either because Tefillah B'mikvah is only the minute Shabbos begins and we're not worried they're going to heat up water, or we're not worried that people are going to think we heated up water because Shuvin will be possible anyway. Nevertheless, the Nod Behuda says that L'maisa, we don't have the ability to be Mekel to allow tefillah b'chamin, and that's his recommendation that you should stop heating up the water a couple hours before Shabbos, so by the time Shabbos begins, it'll only be lukewarm. Yeah.
It's only if you have a really small mikvah. If you have a mikvah.
Yeah, you're right. So, okay. Yeah. Enochanami. So that's the Nod Behuda's best attempt that you have to use poshrin, you have to use lukewarm water. So that's Rav Yashiv is quoted by Rabbi Morgenstern, page 3 of Sadiqas, is saying that you have to use lukewarm water on Friday night. As far as I know, as far as I could tell, that in America everyone uses regular hot water on Friday night. No one uses poshrin. I don't know what they do in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. But in America everyone uses regular hot water, which we'll come back to in a minute. if you were to be makpid to use kosher, to use lukewarm water, what is lukewarm water? What's the temperature? So the Aruch HaShulchan in Aruch Chaim Shin Kavav Sif Gimel, Shin Kavav Sif Gimel says not clear. Maybe lukewarm means less than what people refer to as hot. Whatever people consider to be hot, a notch below that would be lukewarm. Tain Weiss, Minchas Yitzchak Chela Dalid Simen Mem Dalid Oz Kavav, Chela Dalid Simen Mem Dalid Oz Kavav. Dain Weiss quotes Samach Rodin who say that potion means Kechanimus Harok, like the temperature of saliva. Anyone know what the temperature of saliva is? I don't know. He says that's what potion is. I'm sorry?
When does it take your temperature?
Is it more than body temperature or it's body temperature?
It's body temperature.
So, okay. The Avnei Nezer has a different suggestion. Shuas Avnei Nezer Arachayim Tav Kuf Kavav Sif Aleph. Tav Kuf Kavav Sif Aleph. Avnei Nezer suggests that maybe going to the mikvah isn't considered Bechlal Gzeres Merchatzos, because you're Yosef and Ichnas. You're not going for a swim. You're not going to wash yourself. You're in and out. So maybe that was never included. Going in and out was never included in Gzeiras Merchitzos. So either way, the Sidri Tara writes in Sivkat and Tessayin that minag is to use regular hot water as is our minag. Since it would be very uncomfortable to go to the mikveh in cold water, havle mitzar, and mitzar the grants to be matir rechitza b'chamin. So that's what the minhag to be mekel is based on. The darkei tshuva sukkot and zayin quotes in the binyan tzion siman ayin vav that this is already a minhag of doros kadmonim to use hot water Friday night, and you shouldn't be ma'arer on that minhag. So writes Ravosner as well, Shevet Alevi, Chela K, Simen Memdalid, Chela K, Simen Memdalid, that if you're going to use hot water on Friday night, Yesh Al Ma Lismach. And again, that seems to be common practice, at least in this country, to use regular hot water on Friday night. Rabbi Willig in the Mikveh in Riverdale has a woman go down 20 to 25 minutes after Shki on Friday night. With the cheshbon that, me'ikara din, that's already tseis, according to the Gaon. But then your marviach, that according to some, that's still b'nish mashos. So your marviach, that cheshbon l'chachum tzvi, that you can use hot water b'nish mashos. And you're also marviach, the tznius factor, that the woman will be already gone from the mikvah by the time the men are leaving shul Friday night. And that's what the Sidrei Tara writes in Sifkat and Tess, that there was such a minhag in Frankfurt, which the Be'er Sheva objected to. But the Be'er Sheva's objection, it sounds like, was on those people that went to the mikvah when it was still daytime. That's what we saw in the Pesachei Tshuva for the Chacham Tzvi, that you can't do. But the practice in Frankfurt of going Bein HaShmoshos, that doesn't seem to be the thrust of the Be'er Sheva's concern. And I believe that is the practice in Breuer's, that for members of the Kehillah, that real members of the Kehillah, the Yuchas members, that they go to the mikvah Friday night. Some are the earlier range than normal, but for a non-official members of or people without the Frankfurt Yuchas, they would not let them go down that early.
But they do stay open for people
yes.
coming from the side.
Mm-hmm. The Darkei Tshuva in Sivkat and Yudalid quotes a minhag in some places not to go to the mikvah Mosei Shabbos. He writes that in Poland, in Galicia, in Russia, there are people that thought there was a sakana to go to the mikvah Mosei Shabbos. And he writes that when the Darkei Tshuva got to Munkach, that the Darkei Tshuva on the first volumes of the Darkei Tshuva were written under the supervision of the Munkach Rebbe of the Darkei Tshuva, and then his son, the Minchas Elazar, supervised the last volume. But it sounds like the reference here is to the Minchas Elazar's father, the first Munkach Rebbe. And when he got to Munkach, he saw that all the mikvahs were locked on Motzei Shabbos, and he had them unlocked. Apparently there was this minhag in town that it's hard to understand the minhag to lock the mikvahs Motzei Shabbos, and he did away with that. But apparently there were communities that had such a superstition, concern, that there's a sakana to go to the mikvah Motzei Shabbos. What is that based on? So the Darkei Tshuva suggests that maybe it's based on a misunderstanding of a berhetiv. The Rehetev in Kufsadi Zion, Kufsadi Tessari, Os Yud Aleph, Kufsadi Tess, Os Yud Aleph, quotes, not Masas Binyamin, that woman would not do a Hefek Tara on Shabbos. So that they wouldn't have to go to the mikvah Mosei Shabbos to avoid being marked chafifa minatvila. The Darkei Tshuva thinks that maybe this morphed into a misunderstanding, and that's what caused people to not go to the mikvah at all on Mosei Shabbos. Okay, I'm not aware of this minhag being practiced too many places nowadays. I'm going to stop here, and next time we'll talk about Tefillah Bayom. Can we meet on Thursday instead of Wednesday this week?
Sure.
Yeah?